السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا إلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has afforded us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. Indeed, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes it such that our last day of this earthly life is the day of Jumu'ah. In this world we will see many occurrences, we ourselves will experience many events, many experiences we will go through, and at the same time we will see others that will go through different experiences, different events. Sometimes these events are events of immense joy, and sometimes they are events of immense grief, sometimes they are events of or events of fear, and sometimes they are events of hope. But these different phases that people go through in the world is part of the grand architecture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that happens in these two phases, and it is very common, is that often we forget that who is in control, who is in ultimate control of whatever is happening around us, that should never ever be lost. If that is lost, then what happens is in experiences, in moments of joy, a person can become extremely proud, and he can attribute that joy and that happiness and those things that make him feel good, he can attribute it to himself and his efforts, forgetting that the person that is in control is Allah. And when he's going through grief, or he's seeing others going through grief and sadness, a person can go into a complete depression, forgetting that there's somebody that's still in control, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala in one ayat of the Quran, He explains so beautifully, so graphically. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding, to get that real understanding of how Allah ta'ala is explaining. In one ayat Allah ta'ala mentions, in the 11th sibara, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the example of the life of this world is like water or rain that is coming down from the skies. Before that rain comes down from the skies, there is a moment, or there are moments of sadness, there are moments of concern, especially for those in farming. Now you'll see a lot of the ayat in the hadith also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioning examples of agriculture and farming. Agriculture and farming is something that will remain right until the day of Qiyamah. We all need to eat, and these are examples and things that we can relate to. The people of the past could relate to it directly. We can relate to it directly. It doesn't matter how scientifically advanced you got, we are still dependent on the ground to produce what it is producing by the will of Allah. We are still in need of the rain to come down to allow that ground to produce what it is producing. We are still in need of the basics of water and the different elements of nature that Allah Ta'ala has created. So these examples are examples that last forever. So anyway, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given an example. So these periods of concern, worry, that before the rain is coming, that what's going to happen? The farmers, especially those involved in agriculture, and even the people that are the consumers, they worry because when there is drought, when there is a lack of produce, then economically, we know, supply and demand, what happens? The prices go up, and the general public suffer when the prices of food soar. So anyway, there is a period of concern, and now when this rain is suddenly coming down, a person goes through, and people go through periods of hope. Farmers are getting excited, water is coming, rain is coming, crops we can see, we can almost, in the rain we can see the dollars that are coming down, we can see the export that is there, we can see the produce that is coming. It's almost as though in the rain we can picture our beautiful future that we can see ahead of us. It's almost, Allah Ta'ala is giving this example, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام. This water comes down and it mingles and it mixes with what the earth gives out, the crops. What earth gives out, in other words, what insan is eating, what animals are eating, this earth is mixing, or that crops are mixing now with that water that is coming down. This life is suddenly beauty that's going to appear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها. Almost as though an example that is depicting exactly what we go through. That water comes down, the crops start coming up. Suddenly from dryness it becomes lush. Not only insan is happy, the animals also, they are looking at the greenery and they are getting excited. The birds start chirping, the people get excited, the farmers are all excited. They can see the crops in front of them. And now that farmer that got all his tools and all his people and all his systems in place to see that everything is done correctly, he is getting excited. Allah Ta'ala is using words, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرُضُ زُخْرُفَهَا. This earth has now taken out its splendor, it's looking nice. It's as though a person, for our understanding purposes, person is in his factory, and now he's got his whole, all his departments in place, everything is running, the splendor is showing, he's walking through there, and he's looking and he's so excited that everything is moving. I can see my business is thriving. A person is in his shop, he can see everything is running. Things are moving, he can see the dispatch, he can see the sales, he can see the deliveries, he can see everything happening, he can see the money coming to the account. So the splendor is now starting to show. وَزَيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. It is looking appealing, it is looking decorative. And those that are seeing it now, they suddenly feel that we are in control. They forgot who sent down the rain. They forgot who caused the crops to grow. Suddenly the people on the ground think that we are in control. Allah is saying, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. And they think that suddenly we are in control. We were once in Pakistan, and one person who was a pilot, very experienced pilot, he gives his personal experience. He says that once I was about to board the flight to fly, I'm the pilot, and I saw all the people queuing up and they all getting up onto the flight. And this thought came to my mind that look at this Boeing 747, this double-decker jet. I'm the one that's in control. I'm the pilot. I'm so skilled, I can fly this plane. How many people I'm taking? He said that thought just came into my mind that I'm the one that is in control. He said that very flight we hit some turbulence. And such heavy turbulence we hit that I had the steering in my control. I was in charge. I knew I was in control. I had it there, but I was not in control. He said that whole flight came down into free fall. For a moment I realized that I have absolutely no control of this plane. There's someone else that is controlling it, and that is Allah. So this is what you call control. Allah is in ultimate control of everything. So when we see things happening around us, when we see earthquakes etc. happening, don't forget who is behind it and why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same example, he's explaining now, these crops are there, it's looking beautiful. Person thinks that I'm in control, my warehouse, my factory, my manufacturing, my agriculture, I'm the one, my office. Allah says, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَن لَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. One command we give, one shot, Allah is saying, whether our command comes by night or whether it comes by day, whether people are sleeping and our command comes, or whether they are up in day in all the activities, but when our command comes, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَن لَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. We cause it to be like reaped harvest, piled up. You see harvest that is piled up, it's just reaped up. It's as though whatever was there yesterday was not there yesterday. As though it did not even exist. Sometimes you see after an earthquake what happens. There's heaps and heaps and heaps of debris that's lying there, of sand that's lying there, deep of concrete etc. that's lying there. It's as though there was no community existing before that. As though nothing existed there before that. Suddenly everything is gone. It just took one command of Allah to make it happen. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كَأَن لَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. It's as though yesterday all this was not there. So these are examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us so that we may understand that who is in control. We are not in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. All the time we should understand that who is in control. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُمْ. This world that we are chasing after, we are running after, we are hankering after, that this is just a play and amusement. A man thinks that he's got everything, and next thing he's gone. I mean, look at the person who's got everything, suddenly heart attack, suddenly he's gone, everything is gone. Therefore the poet says so nicely, sab taat para reh jayega jab khat chalega banjara. That everything is left, his buildings, his investments, his accounts, his dollars, his money, even the money he had on him on his journey, all that just gets on left one side. When the janaza is moving towards the Kabristan, everything is left. What happened? Big man, suddenly everything is left behind. A lesson for us. So what is the sabak today? My time is almost up. What is the sabak today? The sabak of today's lesson is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimately in control of everything. Intelligent person, instead of him getting carried away with the science, that let us see now, okay, something happened somewhere. What is this earthquake on the Richter scale? Is it 7.8? Is it, if it was 7.2, what would have happened? If it is 8.5, what would have happened? Person is not interested what it is on the Richter scale. He is worried is what is going to happen on about my scales on the day of Qiyamah. Or my mizan, what's going to happen on that day? Will I have weight on that day? He's more worried about that scale. He's not worried about the Richter scale. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of this. I need to worry what I need to worry about. So what do we need to do? First thing that we need to do to correct ourselves, an intelligent person, is he takes lessons from signs, S-I-G and S. Yes, they are lessons for us, they're great lessons for us, but when he sees these things, he doesn't get carried away by the signs, he gets carried away by understanding who is in control of everything in science and in the signs. So he's more interested. These are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What am I doing? Is it just one tamasha that happened? Somewhere an earthquake came, people died, or is it a lesson for me? Luqman Hakim was once asked that Allah Ta'ala had, you know, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with hikmat, wa laqad atina Luqman al-hikmata anishkur lillah, that you are blessed with your wisdom from. So he replied, I learned my wisdom from the foolish people. Now we may think that learning wisdom from foolish people, what is the link? He said, I would see the foolish people making mistakes, not concerned about what will be the end result of their mistakes, and then I saw what it led them to, and I learned from their mistakes. So that is an intelligent person. When we see things happening around them, enjoyment, and worry about the science, and how many people died, and how many are injured, but more we are worried, what do we need to do? Have we corrected our lives? Have we made any change to our lives? So what can we do? First things first, is have we brought our faraiz into our life? If you haven't got namaz in our life, we need to bring namaz, we need to bring salah in our life. Non-negotiable, we need to bring this into our life. Other side, for example, zakat. Is our zakat up to date? Are we giving zakat? If tomorrow there's an earthquake here, are we prepared? Are we ready? If our houses are flattened, are we ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with? This is what we have to be concerned. So have we got our faraiz in order? First things, are we owing people money? Are we making an effort to repay? Have we got qaza salat? Are we making an effort to read those qaza salat and cover up? Is there any haram in my home? In my house, do I have a television? Would I like the angel of death to come into my house while there's a television in my house? As in Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, one doctor mentioned this incident. He says that I had a family member who was very sick, very sick. He was in his last phases. He had cancer, and we were giving him one of the highest types of painkillers just to try and ease the pain. He was very restless. So the doctor said, I phoned Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and I told him that this cousin of mine, this family member of mine is very ill. We're giving him the very heavy painkillers, but yet he's very restless. So Hazrat Maulana went to his house. And when he went there, he saw that this person was very restless. Hazrat read for him, but he came out. After a while, he came out. So the doctor said, I also came out. When I came out, Hazrat Maulana told me that I think that there's some tasweer, some picture that is in the house that's causing him to be restless. The malaika of rahmat are not coming because of some picture that is in the house. So he said, I went in and I looked, and I couldn't see, don't think there's any picture. Hazrat said, go see properly, go check up properly. He said, when I went and I checked up properly on the side of the bed, there was some picture on one newspaper. The picture was exposed. He said, immediately I took it, I closed it, and I put it into one cupboard. He said, very shortly day after, he went into a deep sleep and completely relaxed. Sometimes we don't think what effect these pictures have, and we got it in our homes, we got it in our cell phones, we are watching it happily, not realizing what is the effect of television. Would we like the angel of death to hit us in our homes while we are watching televisions? Can't we take a lesson from what's happening around the world? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these things, these calamities, it's for the intelligent to take signs, to take lessons, that tomorrow it can happen to us, what are we doing? At the same time, we sympathize with those that it happened to, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means of their maghfirat. Allah will elevate their status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the status of shaheeds, and Allah ta'ala will grant them jannah. We have hope for them. But what lesson are we taking for ourselves? Are we getting involved in interest? Are we ill-treating our staff? Are we being hard with our tenants? Are we mistreating our maids and those people working for us? All these things we need to reflect upon, and then we will realize that what Allah Ta'ala is causing around the world sometimes is a blessing for us. So wake up before the big disaster comes, the disaster where it hits us and we don't know what hit us. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us, and allow us to take lessons. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.